Legendary jazz percussionist Bobby Sanabria will perform at Hudson Hall's Hudson Jazz Festival, and he joins us now. Welcome to the roundtable.
Thanks for having me, and hello to all your listeners. It's a privilege.
it's my privilege, my pleasure. Tell me about the quartet you're bringing to Hudson.
The quartet is called Cuarteto Ache. Ache is actually a word from the Yoruba language in Nigeria. The Yoruba were one of the nations that, of people that were brought over during the colonial period, particularly to the island of Cuba. Their rhythmic, cultural, and spiritual knowledge is part and parcel of the Latin music experience, particularly in what we call Afro-Cuban jazz. And the word actually literally means positive energy. So in the quartet is Darwin Noguera, a great young pianist and composer, arranger. He was actually a student of mine at the Manhattan School of Music during the time when he was going for his master's degree. And he actually hails originally from Nicaragua, then got to Miami as a young man and Chicago eventually. He's a fantastic player, fully adept at the jazz tradition and, of course, any style of Latin music that I throw at him, which is a common thing with all of the musicians I use. They have to be flexible and adaptable and comfortable in all these different styles. Peter Brannon originally hails from the North Bronx in New York City, and he's a fantastic tenor player. He'll be playing tenor with me, soprano, saxophone, flute, and percussion. And Peter is a veteran of the New York City jazz and Latin music scene. He's played with many, many people in the jazz world and many, many artists in the salsa world, particularly Willie Colon. And he's been a mainstay of not only my Cuarteto Ache, but my big band for the last 20 years, my Multiverse big band, which has been recently Grammy nominated again for our West Side Story Reimagined project. Ian Stewart is our great bassist. He hails from Chicago, Illinois. He's a transplant from there. He's been in the New York City scene for the last couple of years, and he's very, very adept at all forms of Latin music and jazz. And he plays electric bass. I know some jazz purists would say, why aren't you using an acoustic bass player? But in Ian's case, he sounds so great on electric bass that I think the public that tend to be purists in terms of the jazz tradition will readily see and hear that, wow, this kid is a virtuoso. And I don't like to call him a kid. He's an adult, but he's young, very young. So they'll say they'll warm up to his playing right away. As I said before, I need players that are very easily malleable, adaptable. They have to be versatile. And that's actually the word that most fits apropos. And they're all fantastic. So we'll be doing a variety of things that people will enjoy, and between original compositions and some things that are familiar. And of course, I'm on drums and percussion here.
When did you first pick up the drumsticks? When did you discover percussion? And at what point did you know that it would be what you would make your whole life into, would be a pursuit of a musical career?
Well, I was very fortunate. I grew up in the South Bronx in the 1960s and 70s. And although the South Bronx was literally burning because of the fires, the city was going bankrupt through malfeasance, and the South Bronx was particularly hit with a lot of landlords burning their buildings to collect the insurance money, and drugs were happening, and a lot of vets were coming from the Vietnam War, and they unfortunately had become drug addicts. The South Bronx was flooded with heroin at the time. The thing that kept us together was the music. In New York City, music was at its high point in terms of radio, especially jazz radio at the time. We had an incredible 24-hour jazz radio station, WRVR, and all of the FM stations at the time, be they rock stations that played R&B, funk, etc., they would play jazz artists as well in their playlists. So it was an exciting time, and drumming in the streets is what kept us together as well, because sounded the conga drums when meeting the South Bronx. At the time, you would hear in the summertime the sound of the Mr. Softy truck, or, you know, you would hear something like this. That was happening all the time in the streets, and I heard that growing up. At the same time, I was watching, I got exposed to jazz, believe it or not, through TV. Although the cartoons had jazz in them, the Flintstones, Johnny Quest, etc., Top Cat, all these great cartoons that featured jazz music. So I was being exposed to the music that way. My father was into jazz. He was into all forms of music. And I saw on TV shows like Merv Griffin, the David Frost show, talk shows, especially the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, great jazz artists performing on the shows. So I'd see drummers like Buddy Rich, Gene Krupa, Louis Belson. Those were the people that inspired me first when I was a kid, besides the music I was listening to through my father and my own cultural background, being a young Puerto Rican kid growing up in New York City. You have to understand, we were listening to music from the island of Puerto Rico, the country music we called jibaro music from the countryside. We're listening to Afro-Cuban big band music like Tito Puente, Machito, and Tito Rodriguez, which was the music of New York City, the pulse of New York. And I'm listening to James Brown and Gladys Knight and the Pips and the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, all that, all at the same time. So that all inspired me, along with the street drumming in the city. I basically, around 12 or 13, I started becoming really, really kind of, I guess the word is possessed by music. I was possessed by sports at the same time. But by the time I was 13, 14, it became an obsession with me. I was just consumed by sports. But then, I would say by my freshman year in high school, I started abandoning all that and concentrating on music. And I had a great high school band director, Mr. William Ryan, who is no longer with us. Between him and my father, they formed my ethos as far as being a musician. And eventually, I went to the Berklee College of Music. And there I met a gentleman that changed my life, Keith Copeland, who is no longer with us. Keith was a protege of Alan Dawson. Anybody that plays jazz drums today has something of Alan Dawson in them. He was the one that developed all the techniques to teach, all the pedagogy to teach coordinated, what we call coordinated independence in terms of jazz drumming. And Keith was his protege. Alan had left the Berklee College of Music. He had a disagreement with the administration. So he put Keith in his place. Alan was the then head of the percussion department at Berklee. So Keith, since he was his best student, Keith became a faculty member at the school. And to make a long story short, I became his student. And he opened up the world of how to really be a jazz drummer. So I have to thank him profusely. And he's no longer with us as well. So that's how I became what I am today. And in terms of, arranging, in terms of arranging and composition, I learned those techniques at the school. I have fond memories and many thanks to give to my alma mater, Berklee.
West Side Story Reimagined is nominated for a Grammy Award. The ceremony is this Sunday, February 10th. You're nominated for Best Latin Jazz Album. Congratulations on the nomination.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about making that album and what it's meant to you over the last few years.
Well, this is the 8th nomination. We hope finally we get to win it. And especially it would be great because our lead trumpeter, Kevin Bryant, who was basically superhuman on the recording because we did this live in front of an audience at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. He just passed away recently.
Oh, I'm sorry.
From pancreatic cancer. So we're hoping we finally get it. So for him, especially. And for this orchestra, this is last year, 2018 was the 20th anniversary of the band. This is not a project that happens every once in a while, like most big bands. You know, somebody gets it together, you know, because they get a gig or whatever. We've been a working band for 20 years. So this is basically a whole Latin jazz reinterpretation of the entire score of West Side Story. It's a two CD set. There's a 16-page booklet that's included that tells you everything we've done, and we did to the music and the whole story, et cetera. Because the story is not told through vocals, like as it was in a Broadway show, the movie, and it's told through the rhythms. And it's a reimagining. So now the sons and daughters of the whites who fled the neighborhoods that Puerto Ricans and blacks moved into back in the late 50s, now it's 2018, 2019, and the sons and daughters of those people that fled want those neighborhoods back through gentrification. And when they come back to the neighborhood, they realize, oh, man, it's not just Puerto Ricans and blacks in the neighborhood anymore. It's Colombians. It's Dominicans. It's Trinidadians. It's people from the Middle East, people from Western Central Africa, et cetera, et cetera. There's even people that are migrating now again from Ireland. You get that sense when you hear the music, and it's the biggest project that I've done. And all of our albums, all the albums that I've been nominated for, have oddly, strangely been all big band albums. And which I think is a testimony to the work that we've done. And in this reimagining, where Bernstein, he didn't know about certain rhythmic structures at the time, like bomba en plena from Puerto Rico, obembe from West Africa, et cetera, Dominican merengue, all those things are in there, including funk. Of course, there's a lot of jazz. The whole album is replete with jazz harmony and arranging technique. So we're very happy, and if you get the double CD, you'll be helping Puerto Rico, because 80% of the money goes to the Jazz Foundation of America for their Puerto Rico Relief Fund, which helps the musicians on the island who have suffered immensely from the last two hurricanes. Many don't have gigs anymore. Many lost their instruments. Some can't pay their rent, mortgages, etc. So that's in keeping with Maestro Bernstein's humanitarian spirit. So we're very happy, and I'm really proud, because the whole Bernstein family endorsed the project. They loved it. I first approached them about it. They gave us their blessings. And in my opinion, Maestro Bernstein is the greatest musician that this country has produced. So and it's his 100th birthday. It just happened this past 2018. Mm-hmm. And it was the recent 60th anniversary of the show opening on Broadway. So hopefully we'll bring it home, not only for us and the musicians in the band and Kevin, who I mentioned, but also for the Bernstein family. He deserves it.
The album is West Side Story Reimagined. It's Bobby Sanabria's Multiverse Big Band. Bobby will bring his Cuarteto Ache to Hudson Hall for the Hudson Jazz Festival on February 15th. It's been wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And thank you to your listeners. And hopefully we'll see you all there at the Hudson Hall.
Once again, Bobby Sanabria and Cuarteto Ache will perform at Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York, as part of the 2019 Hudson Jazz Festival on February 15th at 7 p.m. The three-day festival is curated by Armin Donnellian. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.